Hey now, welcome to the Inside BS Show with the Godfather and Nikki G. I am Dave Lorenzo. Nicola, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So, Nicola, we were talking the other day about what makes the project that we work on so special, the group that we've built so special, and you said it was our relationship. So, for today, I'd like us to kind of scratch the surface about what makes the relationship that we have work so well. And maybe give the folks who are listening, the folks who are watching, some guidance so that they can go out and look for a complementary partner to get whatever they want done in their work life or on a personal project done together. So explain to the folks exactly what you said about our relationship, and then tell us why you think people are so obsessed or so fascinated with it.
So let me answer that by first telling you the question that I'm asked by a lot of ProVisors members, which is, how many years have you and Dave known each other? I love that question because the answer is a matter of months. And the underlying assumption to that question is that we've known each other for a long time. And I think that is a testament to our relationship and to why most folks think that you and I have known each other much longer than we have. We initially hit it off. It took us a 45-minute phone call, in my opinion, and we already knew we spoke the same language. We have a similar approach to business, to the way that we just have, you know, drive for what we do and what we're passionate about. And so we aligned well right from the start. And so when you find someone who has that a similar approach that you do, similar strengths in that regard, then you know you have something special and you could do something great together. And so that's really what I think our relationship was built upon and now is carried forward as we've built out, you know, the largest group in ProVisors history.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I knew right away that you were somebody that I absolutely could work with. And then we had breakfast at a relatively crappy, like, diner. And after that conversation, I felt even more comfortable because that conversation was the second conversation we had ever had. And we already had a plan for how we were going to work together. And for me, I saw immediately not only what we had in common, but something that from a business perspective is highly attractive. And that's someone who has strengths that complement mine. So in other words, where I have weaknesses, I think you really are strong. So our core values were completely aligned right from the beginning. And that's essential. That's critical. But when I first started throwing out ideas to you and you were giving me feedback in the first conversation and in the second conversation, your approach was very thoughtful, very measured, and you asked questions that led me to infer that there was a lot of detail that was necessary in order for you to make sure you were comfortable with things. And that's the opposite of the way my mind works. I think about big ideas. I think about how the big ideas will lead to specific outcomes. And then I think about who I need to take the big idea and get the outcome. Your approach is to take the big idea and the outcome and then put a process or steps in place, or at least ask the questions so that we will know what the process and the steps will be. And those things, they come much later for me. So having someone like you involved in everything that I do related to a specific project ensures that things won't fall through the cracks. Because I spent half my life working on big ideas and the other half of my life putting out the fires that the big ideas create along the way. But having you involved ensures that there are less, or maybe it should be fewer and smaller fires, if there are any fires at all. Does that make sense?
I think that that was really well said, Dave. You know, and I value and appreciate that you have big ideas. I come to you when I am looking for something big. What can I do in a particular space? And you always have multiple options for me. Oftentimes I'm taking notes. But you're right. When it comes down to me, what it comes down to once you have those ideas is putting that plan in place and making sure you're accomplishing it. And that is a strength for me. And so in that regard, we work really well together.
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. I mean, your attention to detail shows up everywhere. I mean, I am so embarrassed to send you a text or an email because I just don't care about typos. And I know that when I go back and I reread the text, or if I'm skimming through an email that I sent to you, I'm like, oh, geez, I can't believe I did that, because I know you're going to pick it up the first time. So if you're watching this and you are thinking, what can I take away from what these two people are talking about? If you want to build a team, or if you are working on a project, my takeaway for you would be find someone whose strengths are complementary to yours. Make sure your core values are aligned, and also make sure you like the person and you can work with the person. You know, Nicola said at the outset that we've only known each other a matter of months. It's actually a year. It's a, like, right now it is a year. The day that we're recording this, it's, you know, we're pretty close to a year since we first met. And I feel like we've packed like 15 years of relationship experience into that 1 year, because of the level of trust that, at least the level of trust that I have for you, I'm not going to speak for you, but at least the level of trust that I have for you, I feel like there's like 15 years of friendship and experience that's kind of baked in.
I feel the exact same way. It does feel like we have had a friendship that has extended out for years, and I value that relationship. And so, you know, to your point, if you're looking to build a group, make sure you recognize when you have something special for a partner to do it with, and make sure you focus on building your relationships with those close around you, identifying your core values and carrying that forward, and you will have that success with a group.
This is the Inside BS Show. We're here every day. Be sure and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a review, because your reviews help us move up the charts. We'll be back here again tomorrow. I'm Dave Lorenzo, the Godfather, and she's
Nikki G.
See you tomorrow, folks.